Is that Derek?
That's Derek.
Derek, I can't wait to see him on Sunday.
A.K.A. Big Bump.
He can sing. Well, he looked, when I think about him, though, he looked like he would be a nice, right. a good
you
rapper.
Can, you can just picture him.
Uh-huh. I don't give a darn if he does come home, Paul. I won't accept him. Remember that?
That's the grandma?
The Paul, the daddy wanted Ellie Mae to accept her husband back.
Which one is Ellie Mae?
The girl.
Oh.
The pretty daughter.
She's the one that said that?
I believe she said that.
Because the way they say it, it sounds like the grandmother, the one with the shotgun or whatever.
But the grandmother not going to call him, her husband Paul, is she?
Pa?
I don't give a darn if he does come home, Paul.
It's because I thought you were saying Paul.
I'm black. Anyway, we'll have a church on Sunday. You're all invited. It starts at 11 a.m. Pacific time. If you're in the L.A. area, come on down. If not, watch it on the FatherState.tv. I mean, the FatherState.
No, wait. Church?
No,
talking
no,
about
no.
Church?
RebuildingDemand.com/TV.
Church.
Church. Church. RebuildingDemand.com/TV.
You're butchering it.
Oh, tell me.
Let me announce this.
Okay.
Go to church on Sunday. Watch it on YouTube or Facebook, whatever. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com/church. RebuildingTheMan.com/church.
That's right.
Subscribe to Bond Rebuilding the Man on Facebook, on YouTube. Like it on Facebook. Follow Jesse on Twitter.
And we got, the church thing got 10,000 now?
Yeah, we have over 10,000 subscribers on YouTube for the Bond Rebuilding the Man.
Thank you all for that. That's amazing.
It's very good.
We are building an army.
Yeah.
We are building.
Definitely.
We're going to fight evil, come hell or high water. So thank you, folks. 10,000, over a little over 10,000.
Yeah.
And don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, tweet, comment about Jesse Lee Peterson, too. Subscribe to Jesse Lee Peterson radio show. Here's James promo about his show. Joe Ellie about to play it. Even though he didn't
Did
make
Did you know
opening?
Jesse's racist producer has his own show now?
Police brutality doesn't exist.
Right.
If police brutality were talked about, then black brutality should be talked about by like 10 or 20 or 30 or 100 times more. And isn't it interesting? Okay. Quickly.
Wait.
No,
what?
You wait.
The Hake Report. Sundays 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern.
No, you wait. And a beautiful testimony about James. When he first came to Bond, he used to just come to the church services. He was so weak, just beta. He walked like, he looked like sugar water. Beta. He was so insecure that I thought, let me help this man. And then I would have him come up to the front of the church and give a little talk just before I went up. And he started doing that every Sunday. And you remember what happened with that?
I quit going. I was hanging out with my friend. Going down to check bird traps over in South Orange County. And then I came back to church. And you're like, hey, did you quit coming just because you had to keep going? I said, yeah. You're a coward.
And then he started doing the silent prayer. He came to work for us, and it's just been amazing to see the rapid progress, the change in his life. It's just been amazing. That promo you just saw right now, that is not the old James. He's like, no, you shut up. You be quiet, whatever he said. So you can change if you want to. You can come out of the fallen state. It's up to you. All right? You just have to overcome the anger, admit that you're wrong. Go and forgive your parents for screwing your life up or screwing you up. They could help themselves. If they could have done differently, they would have. Forgive them, and God will forgive you, and you will be free. You'll wake up. It's so amazing. Most people don't even know they're asleep, huh?
Yeah.
But you can literally wake up. I didn't know you could wake up until God woke me up. When I forgave my parents, he woke me up, and that was amazing. I didn't even know I was asleep. I didn't know there was such a thing as being asleep with your eyes wide open. It's amazing. And you hear the callers, they're waking up every day around the world because they're forgiven. And Joel is so awake. I can't even tell you what's happening to him. That's amazing. A quick awakening. It's just been so amazing. And Joel been around for a year. How long you been at Barn?
A year, I think, in seven months.
He moved out of his mama home at 27?
25.
25. Beta! And everything just changed. And he had no idea. He keep laughing about, I had no idea. I didn't know. He had no idea. And that's what's going to happen to you when you overcome the anger. I overcame the anger 29 years ago. It was taken away from me. I overcame the anger. He took it out of me and gave me perfect peace. And I've gone through so much since then. But it's feel like, I mean, not feel like, it's things that happened on the outside, not on the inside of me. And it's just amazing. It's like God put an invisible bubble around you where the world cannot get to you. And you live in the present, not in the so-called future or the past. And so you have no idea what's going to happen tomorrow. It's not even important. What's important is how you deal now. Read my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about it. I write about it. From Rage to Responsibility. If you want an autographed copy, go to RebuildingTheMan.com. RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-BOND. All right? 800-411-BOND. I appreciate your donations to my nonprofit and everything. So, James, tell me about this story. This is from the Daily Mail. A white glamour model and her husband, who now identify as black after having tanning injections. Take it from there.
So I got this story. It was a tip from, well, we got it from Daniel.
Daniel is quickly become your replacement for the producer. He's quickly becoming one of the greatest. I'm surprised at how smart he is.
Yeah.
He doesn't look smart, but he is.
Right.
Because he's kind of quiet, like. Mm-hmm. But he knows a lot of stuff. But anyway.
So they claim that doctors say that their future children will come out black, will be born with dark skin. And they appeared on TV over at This Morning Britain or something like that.
Yeah.
And we have clips from that Daniel grabbed. And it's really shocking stuff, and I have more details that I can share with you if this stuff doesn't
okay.
Give you enough.
And so the viewers, when they saw that, they were baffled by this.
Mm-hmm.
So you have white people. These people are white, right?
They're actually white.
And they injected tannin something into their body.
Yeah.
And they think that they're being black.
And she got really dark.
And they're going to have black children. Why do they want to be black, though? There's nothing wonderful about being black.
Oh. So, I have a quote that I came across.
Yeah.
And she says something about in March of last year, she flew out to Kenya. This is before she got married to this man, by the way, to be baptized as a real African woman. On her Facebook page at the time, she wrote, "One of my Kenyan friends told her pastor about my transformation to a black woman and told him how much I wanted to become a true African woman." In his sermon, the pastor says, you have to be born again, and now you are a new creature. I'm so happy to be I'm so happy and proud to be a real African woman," smiley face. She posted that on Facebook.
She's going to live to regret that.
Yeah.
Mark my words. And her husband must be beta.
He looks like
he like beta, 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 beta.
At least he's older than her. That's nice, right?
Beta, 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 beta.
They just married in October.
No, you could be older than your wife and still be a beta if you haven't overcome mama. She'll become your mama and you'll still be an older beta husband.
Guess how old they are.
How old?
She's 30 and he's 31.
Wow.
You look at their faces. I mean, she's German, so she looks kind of older.
This is from This Morning. Martina?
Martina, I think, is the woman's name. Martina Big.
Martina Big injects her skin to make it black. Amazing.
Over the past 2 years, Martina Big has radically altered her appearance in order to become a black woman. And This Morning has followed every step of her controversial story.
When I was younger, I admired the curves of Pamela Anderson. My next step is going to pump up my lips also. My eye color has changed. My eyebrow color has changed. And I can feel in myself that I'm changing to a black woman.
That's scary. It looked like a joke.
Yeah.
Are the black people upset about this? Remember they got upset with the white woman in the United States.
Rachel Dolezal.
Yeah, who pretended that she was black and worked for the NAACP or something.
Yeah.
Are they upset about this woman becoming black?
I haven't seen any backlash. It's possible.
No. This woman looked like an idiot. She got these big old breasts.
Right.
Why she has some big breasts?
She had surgery to get that.
Does black women have those big old breasts?
It seems so immature to pronounce it like that.
Like what?
Like, I haven't heard that pronunciation since I was in, like, seventh grade.
What pronunciation?
I'm not going to repeat it.
What did I say?
So anyways, you have to repeat it.
Breastises. She got these big old huge right. Land on your lap. Breastises.
I think it's called 32S is what the size is. She got that before she started tanning. I think there's a picture. Is there a picture in the folder that... And check again, because he might have transferred.
You say 32S?
Yeah, they call that.
And does
that
the
size.
S end with a T?
I don't know. It's just a sizing. Maybe. Maybe it should.